So welcome back to the Heart series and to day four of part four. Now, over the course of the Heart series, I've used lots of different words to describe the kind of quality that we're talking about, that we're training the mind in this particular exercise. As I said before, it's not an emotion, it's more an attitude of being, it's an attitude of mind. But of course, we all use different kind of words to describe these things. So it's important that you find the vocabulary that works for you as an individual. For some people, it works to think about this in terms of happiness. In others, of kindness. For others, it might be a sense of love or compassion. For some, it might even be patience. But whatever word you choose to use, it's important to remember we're talking about something unconditional here. It's not something that we're looking for some kind of return from for ourselves. It's not that it's only for one person or for a group of people who are very close to us. It's limitless. It's unconditional. And I think the final word, actually, that I used just then, that the idea of patience, is an interesting one because it's not necessarily something that we might relate to kindness or love, and yet, actually, there's a very close connection. So if you could maybe just start to notice, whether it's in your practice or throughout the day, those areas of impatience and just notice how that impacts your own sense of happiness, your own sense of kindness towards yourself, but also the sense of happiness and willingness to be kind to those around you as well. And I think you'll see a very direct link. So patience and impatience, I think, can be very useful as part of this particular exercise, part of this particular type of training. But for now, just getting comfortable on the chair. And remember, when you begin this exercise, not rushing it, still taking the time. Aware of the space in front of you, your peripheral vision, the space around you in the room. And as you breathe in, taking those deep breaths, focusing on the chest expanding as you breathe in and the muscles softening as the body exhales. And with the next out-breath, just gently closing the eyes as you become more present, more aware of the space around you. And as you become more aware of the space around you, inevitably you'll start to notice the sensations in the body, your attitude towards them, so not thinking about them, not analysing them, just noticing how it feels in the body right now. And as you scan down from head to toe, noticing what the emotional tone or quality of mind is right now. And just take a moment now to ask yourself why you're doing what you're doing. Be clear in your mind about your motivation and who gets the benefit from this practice. So just starting to become more aware of the breath now. And just focusing your attention on that sensation for the next minute or two. And so when you feel ready, just beginning the visualization, your own time, starting with yourself, just enjoying and appreciating that feeling. And so with that sense of calm, of brightness, of clarity within yourself, now just bringing to mind that first person and watching the visualization unfold in just the same way. And just letting go of that image. Remember in its place this time, the person close to you. And then just letting go of that image as well. Bring the third person to mind now. The person you don't know quite so well. And then letting go of that image as well. Finally, bringing to mind a fourth and final person. The person who troubles you, who you have difficulty with, or who you dislike in some way. And now just letting go of that image as well. As you let go of all focus on the breath, the visualization, or anything else, and just give the mind all the space it needs to think about whatever it wants. And just bringing the attention back to the body now. Back into the senses. Becoming increasingly aware of the space around you. Very smooth transition. The end of the meditation. Gently opening your eyes now. Taking a moment to refocus, but just maintaining that posture, noticing how you feel now compared to how you felt before the meditation, and just clear in your intention, your motivation to be present and kind throughout the day today. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. Now, hopefully, over the last few days, you'll have settled into this new rhythm in the meditation. So we've now got, there's not only yourself, but there's now four people. And this can, for some people, make the exercise feel a little busy. Now, what usually happens, or the reason for that, is that there's a lot of thinking going on about the exercise rather than simply doing the exercise. So if you think about it, it's simply yourself experiencing a greater sense of happiness, that expanding sense of clarity, of light, a second person, third person, fourth person, fifth person. It's very gentle, very soft, very easy practice. It's actually quite simple, But sometimes we can overcomplicate things by thinking about it and focusing on every little detail. Don't worry so much about the detail. This is more getting a feeling of just something taking place. We're with it, we're present with it, we're watching. We let it go. And then we start with the next one. So you could almost bring, I think, a sense of that into your everyday life as well. As you move from one thing to the next, just letting it happen, and letting it go. And then starting the next thing. I think it brings a softness, a gentleness that very often we don't experience quite so much of in our life. So just something to think about as you go about your day today. But I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 5 of part 4.